listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A raft of measures have been outlined by the Prime Minister to tackle family and domestic violence. That includes programs to counter toxic male behaviour online and a review of the Online Safety Act. Anthony Albanese says $925 million will be invested over 5 years to support those fleeing domestic violence.
Those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support, along with referral services, risk assessments, and safety planning.
Westpac has vowed to halt regional branch closures for at least another 3 years. It follows customer feedback citing the impact of bank closures in remote towns by people who heavily rely on face-to-face service. Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says they want to stick around in local towns.
But if we've got two locations in any community, increasingly we'll bring those together in one location. So what does that mean for our customers? That means they can do cash transactions, regardless of whether your brand is the closest branch to where you live or where you work.
Cheaper flights connecting Exmouth and Perth are set to stick around. The state government's affordable airline program taking off for 2024, with Air North and Nexus Airlines joining Virgin and Qantas to offer discounted airfares. Regional Development Minister Don Punch says it's about making people's lives easier.
We know that there are cost pressures, that they're increased the further that you do move away from Perth. And in recognition of that, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we can contribute to easing that cost of living pressure.
In sport, round six of the Warri Park BMX Club season went out with a bang. Lockie Taylor taking out the 17-plus men's event, with Brock Byland a close second. And Zeth Curtin secured gold for the 11 to 13-year-old boys.